I'm John Clancy. I'm the leader of Birmingham City Council. This year we're having to cut £90 million from our budget. Over the next 4 years we're going to have to cut £250 million out of our budget. And over the last 5 years we've already cut £560 million out of our budget. Now the thing that brings it home to me is that unfortunately this year we're going to have to lose from our workforce family 1,200 employees. And that brings us down to a situation where actually over the last 5-6 years we've lost 10,000 employees. That's halving the size of the City Council. And £750 million worth of cuts to our budget. And that brings home to me about how different this council is going to be and going to have to be and has become. And it means that we're going to have to completely remodel what we do. And the expectations of what your local council can do has to become very, very different. And that means the council has to stop being seen as being something that does something to the city and has to start being seen as something that does some things with the city. So we're going to have to start working with the health service, with schools, with the police in a completely different kind of way. And what you might have seen in the past as being, well, in the past we've cut here, we've cut there, we can't do that anymore. We've got to completely remodel and reshape what we do, but most importantly we've got to work with the health service. We've got to work with the police, we've got to work with schools to make sure what we do, what we did in the past is still covered, but covered in a different kind of way with less council spend and less council people.
We've talked a lot about so many less staff, so much less money, but how much less services is it? Because all of the remodelling it's fewer services, it's targeted, it's more partnership, it is less and the taxpayer's paying more.
That is true. That the taxpayer obviously will be paying more. That's the nature of the game here. The Chancellor has, in particularly in one level of services, that's adult social care, has actually effectively required us to levy a 2% increase in our council tax in order to fund the Osborne's National Living Wage for people working in adult social care. That, I'm afraid, is the expectation that is placed upon us. We're going to have to do that. And obviously we're going to have to increase council tax to deal with the general everyday living increases that we have to do. But yes, we will effectively be doing less because that's the budget position we're in. We've got to find £250 million over the next few years. Essentially, that will have to be done with an increase in resources from the council taxpayer in Birmingham.
And to talk about adult social care, this is tens of thousands of pounds each year now for 4 years. Even with this 2% increase that you're having, how is it that you're going to get more money in for that from every taxpayer, isn't it? But you're still having to make the biggest cuts?
Well, it means that what we have to do, that we have to try to ensure that the levels of service are still there as they were, but they're just going to have to be funded in a different kind of way with the council doing less. But with ensuring that we work with our other partners in the NHS, with the police, with the schools, to ensure that the level of service is still appropriate. But it's not. You know, more for less as such. It's just that we're going to have to remodel what we do in a different kind of way with fewer resources, but obviously with the council taxpayer actually taking up a bigger share than they used to.